It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Maura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And we are here on Tuesday. That means it's time for another round of Trax Tuesdays, celebrating the launch of the Trax Music Library, brand new local music collection from the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, now available for streaming at TraxMusicLibrary.org. More than 70 albums from local musicians and bands across a variety of genres, whether you're into indie rock or jazz or anything in between, they've got something for you. So head to TraxMusicLibrary.org, listen for free, and support local music and these great local musicians here in our community. Tonight, for the next half hour, we are joined by the Vivaldi Project. We've got Stephanie Weil in the studio, Allison Nyquist, and Liz Field on the phone, and we'll hear some of their fantastic music over the course of the next half hour. Beginning with this, we're going to play a cut off of their album, which you can get on the Trax Music Library. This is an Allegrino by Bach from the Vivaldi Project. Here we go.
Thank you.
Rock there from the Vivaldi Project. Stephanie Vile, Allison Nyquist, and Liz Field. We'll talk with all three of them and when we come back on Tracks Tuesday, celebrating the Tracks Music Library from the town of Chapel Hill and the Chapel Hill Public Library. Much more from the Vivaldi Project after this on The Hill. 6:15 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour on The Aaron Keck Show. We're live and local this hour with local music, and it's Tuesday, which means it's Tracks Tuesdays, celebrating the brand new Tracks Music Library, a local music collection from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. TracksMusicLibrary.org is the website. Get music from more than 70 different local musicians and bands, including the group that is here with us today. The Vivaldi Project. Stephanie Vile in the studio, Allison Nyquist, and Liz Field joining us on the phone. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
Thank you.
So,
thanks for having us.
Absolutely, and I got to say, this is an international conversation that we're having. Allison's in Indiana, Liz is in Virginia, Stephanie's here in the studio with us. And all came together to make this album possible. So tell us, Stephanie, I'll start with you since you're here. Tell us about the Vivaldi Project in general. How did you all come together?
Well, it's been so long, I'm not even sure how we all came together. somehow, just we all knew each other and eventually found each other and started working. Liz and I initially started working together, doing some teaching actually at Duke University. I was here and I brought her down to come and help me do some teaching. And then we found Allison and just roped her in, and history from there.
Awesome. Liz, can you add to that? You've been together for like 15 years, right?
Yeah, well, Stephanie and I had been working together on a number of things, but then Allison was in near Indianapolis, and I went out to play a concert one summer, and she was a stranger who they had hired to join us, and she sat down, and after about 7 notes, I turned to her and I said, "Well, where have you been all my life?"
And I felt the same way. It was like, "Oh, this works." Yeah.
So that was just I found her, I haven't let her go.
That's awesome. So why the Vivaldi Project? Why that name?
That one's for Liz.
Okay. Well, actually, I started this little group here. I live in right outside of D.C. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I was going to put a group together to play the Vivaldi Seasons. And I had on my computer desktop a little folder that said the Vivaldi Project. And actually, that group kind of, we got a little bit of funding, and the group kind of took off a little bit, and we formed. And I called up Stephanie, and I said, "Oh, by the way, you'll need to be the co-director of this group." And so we did that for a number of years.
Did you lead with that in the conversation, or was that something you just kind of dropped in 20 minutes in?
Well, I think I actually remember the conversation. I called her, and we talked about a lot of things. And then I kind of said, "Oh, by the way."
Yep.
I don't think I really left her a choice. It was a little bit like with Allison.
Well, and the name kind of stuck. I don't know, you know, we're not in love with the name, it works for us. And the premise is that Vivaldi is kind of this pivotal figure in string playing. Mm-hmm. And really, Mozart wouldn't have written the way he did if it hadn't been for Vivaldi. And Vivaldi's a product of his own time. So it gives us license, basically, to play anything string that came before Vivaldi, during his lifetime, and afterwards. So,
awesome.
You know, it works.
Speaking with Stephanie Vile, Allison Nyquist, Liz Field, together they are the Vivaldi Project, and y'all are all over the country, literally 3 different states. So how do you practice? How do you come together for this?
let Allison, why don't you do that one?
I was going to say right now we don't, sadly, but but generally, before all this, we would have a concert and get together in the week before and work, and then we have various retreats, and we grab time here and there around a concert to learn new repertoire, and sometimes I've been able to coax them up to my farm in Indiana, and we will spend a week just rehearsing, and it works
Very cool.
like that.
All right. So where have you played?
Well, a lot in this area, and a lot in the D.C. area. We've played in Indiana. We've done some things together in Minnesota, New York, Boston. Yeah. Where have we been, guys?
Well, I mean, especially once we started these trios projects, we're very portable.
Right.
So we can get into a car and basically our instruments and all we need at the venue is a couple of music stands. So we play around quite a lot, and some larger venues and some more intimate settings, and it's always really fun.
How do you choose the music?
A lot of okay, that's Stephanie.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of digging. Now it's wonderful. There's so many sources online, so we can actually find things online, even read them off a computer, see if we like them. I sometimes see a composer that looks interesting, see that he's written some string trios, and then if I can't get them online, I will write to a library that has them, and often they'll just copy them for me. Sometimes it gets a little more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's especially complicated. Sometimes I come down to Stephanie's house, and we'll have a gigantic pile, and often, like in the last time we did this, it was just lots and lots of these trios, and one of them was just nothing but blobs. I mean, it was really, it was unrecognizable blobs, and I was whining about it, and Stephanie was just absolutely sure that it was a good piece of music, and it turned out it is, and it's actually, we've been playing it quite a lot. It's wonderful.
We found that one in the Moravian Music Foundation, which is based in Pennsylvania and in Winston-Salem. Mm. And I had found this at Winston-Salem, and it was hard to read, but once we cleaned it up, we actually...
Hard is being generous.
we're planning to record it in our next recording, which was supposed to have been done in April, which sadly is now postponed, but we will get to it.
Awesome. Again, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, Aaron, I was going to tell you that that a lot of this music is handwritten or hand copied, and that's why it's some of it they've gotten it off the shelf and thought, I doubt anyone's played this since the mid 1700s or whatever. So that's why the blobs.
Well, also
so you know.
It's also manuscript. So manuscript was on that it's very heavy paper and ink, and so it's actually. Not only has the ink been diffused, but it bleeds through, so you see both sides of the page on each side. So it really is it's a puzzle to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Vile, Allison Nyquist, Liz Field. We've got another song to get to, but Stephanie, I want to ask about the ones that we've heard already, the Bach Allegrino, and then the next one that we're going to hear is an Adagio by Haydn, right?
Right. Yeah. The Bach is Bach's youngest son, Johann Christian Bach, and we absolutely love his pieces. They just grow on us and they get better and better. And they date from a time in his life when he first really left home. He was in Italy and he wrote opera, which was not done in his family. Actually, he converted to Catholicism, which also was not done in his family. So it was, him really having a good time.
That's probably a bigger thing than the opera, right?
Well, yeah. He may have done that partly to get work. There's some financial interest going on there.
Yeah.
But that was a very big deal.
Okay. So the next one that we're going to hear?
Yeah, the next one we're going to hear is by Haydn. And I actually kind of chose this and insisted that we play it because I fell in love with the bass line.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've got a cello here.
A cello here. So I'm just going to play a little bit of the bass line so you can kind of hear what's underneath it. It's this walking bass, what we call walking bass. And it's not jazz, but it's got that underpinning of something that then the violins can just work off of. So I'm going to play a little bit of it. And it goes on like that, but this is basically a love song, and he's in a way I and Allison is the lute. We are him strumming on his guitar, whoever the young lover is singing to his beloved.
I love it. And this is...
I'm the young one.
Okay. This is Adagio by Haydn from the Vivaldi Project here on the Hill. Haydn there from the Vivaldi Project. More from them when we return after this on Trax Tuesdays, celebrating the launch of the Trax Music Library right here on 97.9 The Hill. Back with more after this. 6:30 your time. We're live and local this hour, celebrating the launch of the Trax Music Library. TraxMusicLibrary.org is the website. Go there to get more than 70 albums from local musicians and bands across every imaginable genre. It's a new local music collection that just launched this month from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. One of those many artists is the Vivaldi Project. They are here in the studio / on the phone. Stephanie Violin, the studio, Allison Nyquist, and Liz Field on the phone with us. And thank you, all three of you, so much for being with us this hour and for the fantastic music. Tell us about the Trax Music Library and how you got connected with them.
Well, I found out about it. I'm an adjunct faculty member at UNC Chapel Hill, and the music department sent out an email telling us about this great opportunity. And so I filled it out and sent off our tracks, and they wrote back and said, yes, we'd like to have your CD. We're delighted. It's really great.
Awesome. So what is next for you? I know we're mid-COVID. We've got an album that's on hold, but what else?
Well, we have an album on hold, and we actually have two albums in a way on hold, because the plan is we're actually doing half of one album, and then the other half is in the works. We need to get together and practice and play concerts and get it, you know, internalize it. We actually, this music is really meant to be live, mm-hmm. and we learn so much from playing for live audiences. The feedback and just the conversation between us and us between them. I mean, we really feel like with this music that we are speaking. In fact, the very first piece you played, we call it the WWDA piece, where it's actually Liz is kind of having a conversation with herself, but it's just, it's really words. And, so we need to actually be together. We really do.
Do you get that feedback while the song is playing, or is it conversations afterwards, or how?
Both. Yeah. I mean, when we're playing with each other, one person will do something, and then the other one will say, "Oh, wow, I can do this now." Or, mm-hmm. And then the audience too. You can feel the attention, and you can feel the interest.
Yeah. So we've got to get to our next song, but more about you. If people want to find out more about the Vivaldi Project, where can they go?
Oh, yes, our website, www.thevivaldiproject.org. It's all there. You can email us. You can order our CDs. We have two.
Awesome. TheVivaldiProject.org for more information on the Vivaldi Project. Get both albums there. You can get one of them already on the Trax Music Library, TraxMusicLibrary.org for that. So we've got one more song. It's from a composer I'm less familiar with, Campione. So tell us about this song.
Right. Well, Campione comes to us by way of Thomas Jefferson, who maybe at the moment we're not really in the mood to praise, but he did collect Campione's music, and we have it for that reason, and he is extraordinary. He wrote lots of string trios, and it's rich and melodic and really fantastic.
Awesome. So, Yeah, please.
Okay,
yeah.
So this movement has this really lush melody, which I'll just play a little bit. Sorry, I can't play with headphones on. So that's the melody that it starts with, and we pass it around. And what I love about this is then he takes that melody and turns it into something completely different. You know, so it just becomes something else, and it's very unique.
That's really cool. This is the Vivaldi Project, Campione, Largo Andante. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Campione here from the Vivaldi Project.
Thank you.
Campione there from the Vivaldi Project. Find out more about them at thevivaldiproject.org. And you can get the full album either there or at the Trax Music Library from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. TraxMusicLibrary.org for more from the Vivaldi Project and more than 70 other local musicians and bands across every imaginable genre. Stephanie, Allison, Liz, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.